Alrighty, what's up, guys? On this episode,
already
Frank. Damn. Yeah, already on this episode, we started with going through Frank's new routine.
Yeah.
With his food specifically.
Yeah, we're on the road a lot now.
A new biohack.
Biohack, lifestyle hack, time hack.
With the use of natural honey, he spreads it all over his chest. And
I don't grow hair there, so it's just like this. Amazing,
spreads it a little bit in some spots that we don't talk about.
Yeah. Of sweat and honey. It's just, that's an amazing feeling.
Yeah. So we talked about preparing your entire day in the morning so you are set for fucking success. You're set to win.
Yes. And talking about daily stuff, we talk about things that you use daily that are chronically negative to you and you don't notice it. It's just chipping points away on a daily basis.
Yep.
Just a dink.
We covered five things. Five things that you could change tomorrow and have a better life.
Yeah. As long as you live near like a CVS or something, you'll be
Amazon,
fine.
Dude. You can buy it on Amazon.
2 days. So they can't change it that day.
No. Fuck you, Frank. Anyways, enjoy the podcast, guys. Here we go.
Later. So you graduated from school but still have no idea what the fuck is going on? Good, because that was the point. Now you're just another mindless pawn in the system. But luckily, you stumbled upon the Young Minds podcast, where we tackle the most up-to-date and relevant topics with unfiltered discussion aimed at optimizing this video game that we call life.
All right, sexies, it's now time to dim the lights, sit back, relax, and open up that mind. And before we begin this journey, we kindly ask you to keep your hands and feet in the craft at all times. And while you're at it, leave us a beautiful review on iTunes or Facebook. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we are here and we are looking at you guys now.
Yeah, I think we figured out the camera, and what was happening was it wasn't able to see our faces because Frank and I were facing each other instead of facing the camera.
Yeah, but now the tables have turned, guys. And actually, no, we have turned, technically. So yeah, so when I talk, the first video we did with this, we were looking face to face, and exactly what's happening right now was happening. So like, I would be you would be talking, and then it would be just staring at my face, listening, like,
which is so awkward. I rewatched the video, and it's like when I'm in conversation or when I'm in dialogue,
yeah,
and like, you're just listening, and
you gotta stop looking at me, your face, because it keeps going on my face.
I have to look
face.
At you though. How come I
look
gonna
at that me? There's a screen right there.
I can't look at you
me.
Like this.
Well, you can, because it's working now. There we go. See, we're working out the kinks live with you guys.
All right.
It's just going to have to happen. I mean, and also your hat is kind of like ruining the algorithms, bruh. We're good. All right, regardless. I mean, Justin's into perfection sometimes. And then for this, it's like, fuck it. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Dude, so it has never been perfect. Look, it's perfect right now.
Hey, look at this. Okay. Well, so today we were supposed to do a podcast.
Yeah, fuck.
With
we're talking about that.
With Brianna. She's a nutritionist, very, very well spoken, very well read. We haven't spoken to her in depth yet. So there's no.
Yeah, we just follow her and the content she puts out on Instagram about nutrition and health, and it's fucking on point.
And her energy is good. So like the way that she'll convey a message will be really, really nice, and it's a lot easier to listen to someone like her than listening to someone who's such a scientist and like,
yeah,
so
that's true.
You
that's
know, what you're she could like layman, you know, so I can't wait to do that. So that's supposed to happen on Sunday. So,
well, it was supposed to happen today, but we couldn't get the,
so we have to get the,
we couldn't
audio.
Get the audio correct. Cause she's in California. So we couldn't, it's called Zencaster, and it's supposed to take our audio and her audio, put it together. We hear her, she hears us, and we would like FaceTime or something. And we couldn't get it.
But for,
we tried for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So
a 3 hour attempt, so I think we did pretty good. We learned something, and hopefully that software ends up working when we could put in the time. But regardless.
Yeah. Cause with that, if we have Zencaster and we could podcast with people who aren't even here at our studio, you know, our options are limitless.
Exactly.
Like people we could bring on to give information.
100%.
You just reach out and that's it.
Because after a while, I mean, we could only express so much. So it's not like, you know, we're going to be here every day like, oh, we got this new thing. Like we learn shit every day. We're always trying to, you know, improve our knowledge of some sort or expand our knowledge. But I mean, we still work, we still do shit every single day, so it's not something that we could be like, oh, you know, I have this whole library of ideas that I could actually bring forward to everybody. So yeah, bringing other people on who did the work, did the research, have the previous experience in things that we don't even have the time to do, it's, I mean, the possibilities are endless. So let's take advantage of the internet. And, you know, bringing you video now is another layer to it, and we're getting used to it. And it's actually a lot better now. So you guys are actually seeing who's talking. And then now, as I say it, I'm not going to talk about
as
it
as
anymore.
You say it, it goes
I'm
to
done
me.
Talking about it. But anyway, so...
Yo, good news. I got... remember that podcast when I was talking about I'm going to start making people's websites?
Yeah.
I got two clients. Two websites.
Got two?
Two. Well, one client, two websites. Sorry.
Okay.
So it's still double the price.
I'm not...
The price isn't per client. It's per website.
Yeah.
So I fucking wrapped up two yesterday in the bag. Now so, I got to start creating.
So no more... We're going to slowly pull hours away from
the job. Exactly.
Yeah. That's the goal,
man. I just fucking repeated what you just said.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, yeah, no. So what your goal and my goal is to, we currently work jobs right now that we're not the most excited about. So Justin finally started putting the rubber to the road with his, and he's getting clients now for what's the type of business?
Website development.
No, but what?
Oh, it's any business, mostly restaurants. But these two that I just got yesterday were, one of them is a supplement brand actually, Nootropics. Nootropics.
Yeah, we've gone over this, dude.
Yeah, I know, but I'll keep asking. Nootropics.
Yeah.
And then the others are Realty. How do you say it?
Realtors.
Fuck.
It's real estate.
Real estate. Perfect. That works for me. Real estate works for me.
Because he's a realtor,
yeah.
But he's okay. Real estate. Okay, yeah.
So I need to build those two sites, which is easy for me, but I'm just happy I have two clients, two websites under one client. Like, it's easy.
Yeah, it's like proof of concept, too. It's like, all right, this actually works. I'm able to get people. People buy it, literally, you know, and there's no guessing game. Like, oh, shit, should I go through with this? Should I not? It's like, it's already, you're already here. So now I feel like it's limitless.
Yeah. No, I got two, and I'm guaranteed $12,000 out of it. So it's like,
oh, fuck yeah. Done. Yeah. So, I mean, fuck it. You're putting the rubber to the road, and it's really not much different than what you're used to. So it's not an inconvenience, you know?
Yeah. No, not at all. I'll spend a little more time on my computer, but that's it. That's what I want. I'd rather spend time on my computer at my office than at a job clocked in away from, you know, the life that I want.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. But, so we just actually finished up a meal, which I'm kind of impressed. So on the fly.
You want to talk about that?
Fuck yeah, I want to talk about that. So we were going through our technical difficulties with Brianna, and we were just getting fed up and we were getting hangry, and we're like, you know what, dude, let's just go upstairs. Let's get something to eat real quick, and then we'll come down, play a game of ping pong and kind of shake it up a little bit.
If you don't know what hangry is, it's hungry and angry.
Yes.
In case you don't know. I guarantee you there's someone out there who doesn't know.
Well. Then you haven't been hangry before.
Okay.
And anyway, so we go upstairs and Justin always brings his food, but he needed a carb. And I'm just getting back into the swing of things with carbs. And I got a quinoa spaghetti, or it's like an angel hair. It's really thin. But quinoa, it doesn't bind very well. So like flour pasta binds very well.
That's your excuse for fucking cooking it in a pan. This kid's like, you want some pasta? And I'm like, sure. He pulls out a pan, like a frying pan, and starts filling it up with hot water. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And he's like, maximal efficiency. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Why?
It's a 2-inch shallow.
Yeah, a little frying pan.
Yeah.
So he starts boiling the pasta in the frying pan. And I'm like on my phone. And then a couple minutes later, I turn around and he's like, what'd you say? You're like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but
I don't know what happened, but the entire thing, because it's quinoa pasta, so it doesn't
look at
bind
the pan,
to itself.
And it looks like pudding.
It looked like the Amazon River.
Pudding.
Like, it looked like milky, silty fucking murk.
And you have your spatula and you're like stabbing it. You're like,
yeah, so this is spaghetti. Like, let me explain. Okay, it's spaghetti shaped quinoa pasta. So once it boiled and got soft, it just broke apart, but then made the water so murky. Like, if you ever seen the Amazon River, it's like that, like dirt. It looks like dirt water. It's horrible. And I was like, fuck it. I know it's going to taste good. So I was just chopping it up with a spatula
and stirring it.
And then at that point it got so thick. It was like you put cornstarch in water. It was just like there was nothing to it. There was no substance. It was like porridge.
What did you say? You're like, I'm learning as I'm going.
Like, dude, every day.
No, you said, I'm learning new things here. as you're fucking chopping.
I was like,
spaghetti.
You want carbs, bitch? I'm going to learn some new things. So then at that point, I said, you know what? This is a very general, bland thing.
I said
so
it looked like polenta.
Yeah.
Polenta is a grain, right? And it's just like, it looks like pudding.
Yeah, it's exactly what ended up happening.
Yeah.
So then put salt, pepper, cayenne? I put turmeric in there.
Turmeric.
Salt, pepper, turmeric.
Parmesan cheese.
And a lot of freshly grated Parmesan cheese in there. And
it was delicious.
Then olive oil. And just mix that up, let the water evaporate. Didn't even strain it. It was just like the water got absorbed by
it. It was pure pudding.
It was like sticky, but it was good, man. I think we hit it on the head.
It was very good.
And I'm going to make it again. It's not like,
quinoa pasta or make it your pudding.
I'm making the pudding again.
You're making the pudding?
I didn't do anything to make it pudding besides like
you put it in a fucking frying pan.
All right. So the frying pan is like 2 inches deep. So it was still submerged underwater. You know when you put pasta in a really small circular bowl?
Yeah.
That shit, it hangs out the side up there like this, and then it slowly dips in, but then, like, you gotta fold it, and then it'll crack, and, like, I don't fucking have time for that. He's like, yo, make me a carb. I made him a carb. I'm like, bitch about it.
Yeah, that was just funny.
But, yeah, no, that shit was fire. So, when in doubt, just, you know, make polenta.
Mash it up. When in doubt, just mash that shit.
Yeah, for real. So now what I do want to also talk about is my new regimen for eating. So a lot of people.
Oh, your honey?
No, but that's, it's part of it.
Let's hear it.
So.
Everyone get ready.
Yeah, get ready, guys, because this is actually going to help you. So the preconceived notion that we should be having 6 meals a day, small meals, it's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit.
Well, it's been proven wrong.
It's just, yeah.
It's been proven wrong recently that you can have. You can have 1 meal a day as long as it has all your calories.
Exactly, right? So in this case, I go, I'm going to start off with the same. I'm going to start off with like my main ingredients to start the day, right? And that involves eggs, avocado, smoked salmon, Ezekiel toast, sweet potatoes, some greens, which would be leafy greens like spinach, kale, Swiss chard, and goat cheese. Now, they're not highly glycemic at all. None of these are very high fat, high protein. So this is going to help me kickstart my day without getting that sluggish getting into that sluggish digestion feeling, like that itis when you eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah, well, it's when you eat a lot of carbs. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like my engines are just kickstarting for the morning. I don't want to have anything heavy like that before 12 in the afternoon.
So also to touch on that, I remember Jordan Peterson said that having fats in the morning, this new study came out that a high-fat breakfast helps with anxiety and depression.
I could totally see that. I mean, just inflammation alone. Just the inflammation.
Well, because you already feel light. Yeah. So then now you're satiated with all these really healthy fats. So it only adds on to.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Because I felt that when I used to do my fat bomb salad. I used to take just recently, too. But it was just too calorically. Not even calorically. Macros. The macros were way off. It was way too much fat. For what I'm doing now. So, not to get that confused, but it was like a salad with sardines, olive oil, a bunch of leafy greens, beets, hemp seed, just very, very low carb, if no carb at all. And I just felt like I put mass into my stomach, but like it wasn't that sluggish cement feeling. It was just like, oh, you put stuff in there. Now you have energy. Nothing really changed. You're not cloudy, you're not tired, but that's it. You put stuff in your stomach. But like when I eat carbs, I'm like, oh God, everything changes. Like my face gets
definitely.
It doesn't vibrate, but like I feel like
if it's not right after a workout,
buzzy,
or after you do something really strenuous,
yeah,
you fucking feel it. You sit on the couch and you're just like, whoo.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, I feel it. That's the thing. So like in the morning, I don't want to feel that. That scares the shit out of me because then my whole day is screwed. Then it's like, all right, where's the caffeine? Where's the coffee? You know?
Yeah.
So I started recently taking a giant Pyrex, and a Pyrex. So it's like it's a glass rectangle Tupperware
thing. Oh, okay.
Pyrex is the brand.
Is the brand name.
Yeah, so it's like Q-tip.
So you started taking a big Tupperware.
So yeah, a huge Tupperware, like giant. So this is about 12, it's about 12 inches by 8 inches.
It's like a notebook.
Bigger, like your binder. Yeah, like 12 inches by 8 inches. Like a typical piece of paper. And about 2.5 inches deep. So I line the bottom with roasted sweet potato, which is made with olive oil.
Mash it after.
It's okay. But they're like little cubes. Like I roast them in cubes. So and I leave the skin on. So that's where all the vitamins are. And then I put goat cheese. I sprinkle goat cheese between all the cracks of the sweet potato. And then on top of that, I put wilted greens that I made in olive oil.
What is wilted greens?
So I basically just cook them. But like I wilt them. They're not
like
leafy.
Spinach?
Sauteed? Yeah, like spinach. Yeah, it'd be sauteed spinach, but like very lightly. Not to the point where it's like just disintegrated. Like gloopy leaf. Like it'll be just like a wilted leaf. Like I can't hold it straight up. It'll wilt. But like just enough. I don't burn it enough. So I get that in there, and then I take an avocado, I slice it up and throw it in there. And then I take Ezekiel toast. So I toast Ezekiel bread, and then I'll just cut it up in little cubes with a scissor and just make little bites and just throw them all over the place, right? And I evenly spread them. It's kind of like a five-layer dip.
I was just about to say, it's like a fucking Super Bowl dip with,
exactly.
Tostitos and guac.
Yeah, so then on top of all of that, I put smoked salmon. So you buy smoked salmon, super brittle, very, very good, salty. I line that with about 4 ounces of that. And then I take 8 eggs that I cook in grass-fed butter, and then I just slide them over the top of that. And then I mash the whole thing with a spatula, and it just all comes together. And then I take Cholula hot sauce.
You're into mashing shit, aren't
you? Fuck yeah, dude. Mash it. When in doubt, smash. And then you you take Cholula hot sauce, and I throw it all on top. I don't know why it's looking like that. That was weird. But yeah, so I put Cholula hot sauce on top of that, and then I season it with my salt, my pepper, turmeric, and garlic. And, dude, like... It came out to 1,700 calories for me.
Ooh.
That whole thing. Yeah. But I eat that in my car throughout the entire day. So it starts off really hot. And then towards the end, it gets cool. Like, it's not really hot. But those ingredients, when you eat them cool, it's not that... It's not bad. It's really not bad at all. I really like those ingredients, cold or warm or hot. It doesn't really matter. But... Yeah, so that's changed my entire day. So I drive a car all day. Regardless of what you do, you could do that. You could have that because you don't have to prepare it. You don't need to be near a microwave. You don't need to be, you know, in a specific spot where like, oh, I can only eat lunch in this one place. Like, no, you could have it right there at your desk. You could have it right there in your car, you know, in between clients if you're a trainer. Like, whatever the hell you do, you could just take this giant Tupperware, this Pyrex, and just eat.
Yeah,
or scoop some out and put it into something else, and
it's real food and probably fucking delicious.
It's amazing. It's absolutely life changing because I don't have to worry about prepping two different meals and making it fun and diverse. Like, no, it's always fun and it's always diverse if you just look at it like I'm a privileged human being to go to a supermarket and get all these different ingredients. Like, that's, you have to lower your standards a little bit, but you're increasing the quality of food that you're getting. And then I also did the math that 1700 calories, if you shop at like a Costco or a BJ's, any wholesale club, and then also I added up the price of what it would cost. It was $9 for 1700 calories. Wild salmon, organic avocados, free range eggs, organic sweet potatoes, and Kirkland goat cheese though. It's Kirkland. Buy that in bulk though. Fuck off. and then the next thing after the 1700 calories, do a protein shake, which is grass-fed whey. So it's a scoop and a half of grass-fed whey. So that puts me at around 50, not 50. No, that's stupid. 40 grams of protein about. And then I put a cup of oats, and this happens post-workout. And I'm skipping over a meal. Sorry. This is my small meal here. Onnit Bites. I'm plugging Onnit Bites because they're crack, those things.
I know. I saw you posted that.
Super healthy for you, too. They have 60 plant ingredients inside of them. So all these phytonutrients that they try to get into everything with grass-fed whey, dark chocolate, and just no added sugar. So it's really, it's awesome. And those are $4 for the two bites that I have. And those are about 300 calories. So that's 2,000 calories by the time I go to the gym, right before I go to the gym. Then post-workout, I have an 800-calorie shake, which is the scoop and a half of protein, one banana, a cup of oats, and then about a quarter of a cup, on average, of honey.
Which is a lot.
But if you're working out hard and, you know, you're a 200-plus-pound person, that works. Yeah. You know? But
and especially because post-workout, your bloodlines pull. No, your muscles your pull muscle, sugar from your blood.
Yeah, like they don't even need insulin so just to transport. Like
usually, right away.
Yeah, because usually when you hear like people need that insulin spike post workout, in order for, like oh the anabolic window is here. Ugh. The anabolic window, really, what that is, if there's even any merit to that statement at all, is the fact that your muscles are so starved of muscle glycogen that if there's any free flowing glucose, it could pull it out like a magnet.
Yeah.
Out of your blood without needing insulin to transport it, so your body will secrete the natural amount of insulin that it needs. Normally, it has like a certain threshold, but then your muscles like. I'll take some of that shit too, bitch. Like, you know? So if you have ample glucose just running through and there's no shortage of it, especially with honey during this season where we're trying to increase our immunity, and you have a good source of honey, I don't see the problem with it, you know? Especially post-workout. Pre-workout maybe, but I never really see much benefit at a high glycemic pre-workout. Not like I do with a post-workout. So that's the day. That's an 800-calorie shake, by the way. And I add coconut almond milk in there. Which is just an awesome little flavor. No lactose, so you guys don't have to worry. And there's minimal fat because there's none at all in there. There's very, very little. It's like 0.5 grams of fat. And that turns out to be 2,800 calories. So if you're somebody who needs 2,800 calories in your diet, that's your whole day. Me, I then add another protein source.
I was going to say, where's your steak?
So then that's where my grass-fed steak comes in. That's where I spend the money, right? So the shake actually costs $4. And if you pay for your honey like a loser... $5.
You pay $160 a month for your honey.
Whatever, guys. Started going to Lifetime Fitness. I don't know if I said that in the last podcast.
I don't remember.
But Lifetime Fitness is like a bougie-looking gym. It seems super bougie.
Frank likes it because they give him free honey.
They give me free honey for $150 a month.
Oh, 150? I said 160. Yeah,
that's 140 something, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
Even better.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Killing it, dude. No, but they have a sick sauna. The sauna in there, like, ever since we...
It's a spa. It's like Equinox.
Amazing.
I used to work at Equinox. I don't know if I've ever said that on this podcast. I used to be a trainer at Equinox.
No, you never did.
Yeah. And it was like a fucking spa. It was like a resort. You know, you could go... You go to the gym. You could stay there for 4 hours.
That's what I'm doing.
Just work out for half hour.
Because what it did for me is, like, I live at home, right? And, like, after a while, you start to realize, okay... I'm living at home. There are people around me that I've been around my entire life. And, like, I'm still in kid mode. I still feel that, like, I'm just... I don't feel
about this,
like
right? That you're not engaging with new people.
Exactly.
Because you go to work and you just talk to your coworkers, which you've been talking to for however long, five years
but
now.
But one thing I do want to say, like, the issue with being home is that when I get here, I don't feel like, all right, let's go be productive. Like, it doesn't, I don't feel it. There's physical feeling.
Trust
about,
me.
Wanting to do research and wanting to work on this podcast and figure out, you know, guests and work on researching guests and seeing who we could have on here. Or just even for my own personal thing that I'm doing on the side now, trying to research for that and organize that. Like, that mental shift from gym to then drive home and then get home after you're tired and you're kind of just beat throughout the day. And then now in the winter, it's so dark, your mind is just shut off or wants to shut off.
Mm-hmm.
So being there, it gives me this whole, like, I feel like I'm on vacation when I go there. I'm somewhere else.
Well, because explain like the office room they have or the lounge.
They have really cool lounges. Like, everything is just like perfect desk height with chargers everywhere. So it's made to put your laptop on there, you have your Wi-Fi, and if you just have a pair of headphones, you're closed off from everybody.
Yeah.
But you're still in this environment where you're still hustling, you're still doing stuff.
And it's such a cool gym. I've been to it before. It's like you walk in and the entrance is huge. There's a beautiful cafe to your left with like multiple stores in
with
it, right?
Free honey.
Then it has a beautiful lounge where you can hang out, do office work. The bathrooms are like a spa. There's two floors of the gym, right?
Yeah, they have two, like, weight room floors. Yeah. So they have the first one, which is weights, just your typical LA Fitness style or, like, Equinox style gym.
Mm-hmm.
No turf, none of that stuff. But they have, like, a big TRX thing in the middle and, like, basically what Crunch had, where it's, like, monkey bars up top and calisthenic bars.
And then the basketball courts on that level, too.
Basketball courts, badminton, all that shit. Yep. And then upstairs... is like
turf central.
All functional fitness stuff, like
turf
bouncy weights,
squats,
kettlebells,
squat racks,
Olympic lifting type of things, where you have like those bouncy rubber weights and kettlebells arrange from like the smallest kettlebell I've ever seen. It's like a pound, and then it goes all the way up to 110 pound kettlebell, a 48K. which is 110. That's the math is so off on that. I think that's like 104. But regardless, it is changed at least my approach to the day. So now I got to look at life from a more of a remote perspective. Before it was like, all right, I'm going to go to work, then I'm going to go home, and then I'm going to go to the gym, and then I'm going to go home. And it's just like I never had to prepare as much. I would have to prepare food just so that I had it made, but I never had to prepare food and then prepare food in a Tupperware constantly.
Do you feel that you work more when you're over there? Because I know
I work more and I work out more. Yeah. So everything now, because I'm prepared for the road, the day just happens naturally. So like the nature of my job now, it's like I drive from client to client, right? And these clients are doctor's offices. So I just go there. I do what I got to do. But if I'm west, where like west of my house is Garden City, which is where Lifetime Fitness is, right? And that's like right in the middle of where my clients are for work. So that territory is close enough. So I don't have to deal with traffic. I'm not in a rush to get home. I don't have to beat traffic. Like it's, my mind is a lot more at ease. And then as long as I prepare food, so this is why I brought up this food schedule. It's, I have all these resources in my car. I have everything I need when I need it. So I'm not in a rush. I'm not anxious about my next meal. I'm not thinking about my next meal. It's just there. It's just, it's here right now. I don't have to think or stress. So that paired with being physically convenient because it's right there, where all my clients are, the gym, and then having the gym setting where I could then sit down after my workout in the sauna for 20 minutes and then go to the steam room for 10 minutes, which is filled with eucalyptus, bro. I feel like my sinuses
have been clear forever.
Oh, it's so good. Nice. And then I go take a shower and then just kind of douche up, you know, get all clean, and then just I'm out. I walk out, I go take my laptop to the desk, fill up my shake, mix it with my honey, do my thing, drink that, and then by the time like I start getting hungry, I leave. You know, take about an hour of just work, and it's just organized my life. You got to find something that makes you uncomfortable because you're not going home. Like I find it uncomfortable because I don't like stop home and then like refresh and then go back out. Stop home, yeah, refresh, and go back out. It's like you got to prepare everything from the morning, and then all these different settings. Like I'm going to work, I have my suit, my tie, my bag for work, my suitcase, all this shit. And then after that is go to the gym, and then during that eat too, and then go to the gym, and then have my post-workout shake made, have my pre-workout drink there, like all these things. There's so many things to prepare. So yeah, just thinking about it,
but
the night
once
before,
you're in it, it sounds like a lot when you just talk about it, but once you're in it and you do it and it's your life, that, it's just so easy. It's second nature, because so, I do the same shit too. I have my gym bag, I bring this, you know, computer, this bag, work bag, like everything, clothes, shoes, mm-hmm, food, always food. I've always been that guy who brings Tupperwares everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just, it becomes, I got to look at the camera. Yeah. It becomes natural. It really becomes natural. And then you're just always prepared. Just like you're saying, you're always prepared, which is key to living a happy, healthy life, right? Yeah. I mean, it is.
Because
when you're not prepared, what do? What do you go out and
you
get?
You worry about shit.
You worry, and then you just grab.
If you care enough, you worry. You know, like a lot of people who are just like, oh, I never have time. You know, it's every day I wake up and, you know, I have the kids and I have this and I have that. It's like, well, then find the time
Elon Musk is able to send spaceships to the moon and build electric cars and drill a fucking tunnel under LA, you have time to pack a chicken breast and fucking broccoli.
Well, is he dating anybody? Does he have like obligations?
I don't know
anything about
Elon. What do you got?
We'll get him on the line.
No, I have no clue.
We'll get Elon on the line.
But regardless.
No, yeah, definitely.
Take out one of the business, add a girlfriend.
So one of the issues there with getting prepared and shit like that is like
dating anyone.
When you first start, it's so intimidating. You really don't know where to begin, right?
No.
All you have to do is begin. Go out on the road and be like, fuck, I forgot that. Write it down.
Tomorrow, boom.
Tomorrow,
boom,
you've added another thing to your checklist. Then, if the day went pretty smooth, go and look at everything that you have to now clean up and be like, okay, write all that shit down. You know, like, oh, I had to take my shirt, socks, and underwear. That was like a new thing. I needed a fresh version of that. I have sneakers in my car. Okay, let me write that down, sneakers, just so I know what I need. And then just checklist in the morning. And then it becomes less prep in the morning. And then now I have a list that's just sitting in my room. Actually, no, it's sitting here. And it's shoes, socks, pants, underwear, my workout shirt, a new shirt, my sweatshirt, and that's all my clothing. And then I have mineral drink with creatine. my pre-workout, which is BCAAs with a little caffeine and a little bit more creatine. And then my post-workout is my shake with banana, oats, and honey with a little splash of creatine in there. And then my meals that I have on this side. Like, just write everything down. And
so you wrote it down, but after 3-4 days of doing it back to back, you don't even need it anymore.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's habit.
Exactly. And it's so intimidating in the beginning to start because you're like, that's so much prep. How the hell am I going to get this done? But little by little, you start to realize, like, oh, I need to pack that. Okay. So when I get home, what are the things that I could then do when I get home to pack for the next day? You know, like, what are the things I can do now instead of waking up in the morning and saying, okay, I got to wilt my spinach and I got to cook my eggs and I got to do all these things. How about the night before I take my roasted potatoes and I roast them? Like, I take my potatoes and I roast them so that now I have them in the morning. So you got to think steps ahead. But then as time goes on, you'll have all these things in the pocket, you know, and a lot of people get intimidated by that. And I see the issue, but I don't see why you can't start. You know, it's like, how so bad simple. Do you want it?
Like, think about then really, truly challenging things in life and then just preparing. Like, it's simple.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I feel like people who bitch about it just cry for everything.
Well, yeah, because they're looking for somebody to be like, hey, there's this app that if you you download it, it'll give you it meals. You. It'll give you meals right there. You know, just, hey, app, you know, and yeah, Uber Eats. Right. There but then go. Now you got to wait. You got to wait still. You know, it's a little inconvenience for your day. And then, oh, Becky asked me to go out to dinner, out to lunch with her on the lunch break. And, you know, I brought an apple and Greek yogurt. But yeah, I'm going to go out with Becky. Fuck it. Like, no.
Fucking Becky.
No. God damn it, Becky. So.
Well. Beautiful.
You're going to transition.
Yeah, you want to jump into the topics?
Let's talk about it. Let's be about it.
So I brought this up before and I've been wanting to speak about it. On the podcast, that the camera's not working. There we go.
Hey.
So what it is five. Should we cut it at five? Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Things you could do.
It's things you could replace now that would better your health. What I mean by that, how do you even explain
you're
it?
You're already fucking up now is basically what we're saying. The premise is you're already fucked up. Right. So now, since you're already fucked up, we are going to tell you things that you could do that will take that fuck up and now make it real normal. It'll be safe normal. Instead of what you thought was normal at a time, it's now safe normal.
So what he means by normal is like
toothpaste,
deodorant, shampoo, soap, lotions, detergents. Those things are normal. Like, it's accepted to just take those chemicals and use them. Now, I used to be the person that when someone came up to me and was like, oh, you know, Red 40? Red 40 is like a coloring they use in some products. Red 40 is really bad for you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, please. Like, stop.
Yeah.
You know, I was always that person. I was like, come on, just shut up. It's a little bit. And there's studies that actually show if you only have this amount, a very trace amount, you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, think about everything we just listed. How many times a day do you use those?
Every
some once day. A day, some twice a day, some three times a day. Lotion. Now, three times a day.
Yeah, look at the fucking camera.
I don't want to look at the camera.
Well, you got it, dude. I've been looking at it, and it's been looking at me all day, baby.
Three times a day.
Look at me and my shiny ass forehead. What's that?
Three times a day for a week.
See, look, you look so good. All right, go.
Month
go.
Over month, year over year. You're 40 years old. You've been using it for 40 years. Mm-hmm. You're not ingesting trace amounts of this shit. You're ingesting.
Yeah.
This
now
stuff.
You're coloring it in. No more tracing. And now we're fucking.
And people will still be like, but it's like it doesn't affect you. You know, if you don't feel
they
the
don't
red 40.
Think it does.
I know, but so here's what I tell them. I always tell them this. I go, imagine you had a little vial, a little vial like a CBD vial with a dropper, and the label was red 40. Right? And I told you every day, take a drop and put it on your tongue. You look at me and be like, fuck you, I'm not fucking putting it on my tongue.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
put it on your armpits.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference? You're doing that by the amount that's in all these things. So toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, soap, lotion. Literally, go grab a shampoo bottle and read the ingredients. You'll be like, what the
you
fuck?
You can't.
What are the all these part. Chemicals?
Yeah.
And it's so simple to replace them and find things that'll work. For example, I have this soap. I can't remember exactly the ingredients, but it's like coconut oil, hemp seeds, oatmeal, and something. And like
is that
something
that,
else.
Is it that
Dude, I bought it at Trader Joe's for like $2, and it's a bar soap, and it's so cheap. Dr. Brown's is one of them, or...
Right? That's what I do.
But
I
what I'm saying is, like, you see those ingredients I just listed off?
Yeah.
Those are normal.
Like, I could eat
those. You could ingest those.
Yeah.
It's okay. Take, literally, go grab a bottle of soap right now out of your shower and read the ingredients. Those are chemicals that are being absorbed into your skin, into your bloodstream, and being filtered through you. And
on a daily basis.
On a daily, multiple times daily.
Yeah.
For a year, 2 years, 3 years. Like, you're 25? Guess what? You've been doing it for 25 years.
Dude, I could only imagine. You know, remember those L'Oreal little fish? Remember those fish?
Yes. Yes.
They smelled really good. They were two-toned.
Oh, my God. If something smells that good and it's chemical flavoring.
But I was just like... Just squeezing it on my face, dude. I was just like, this smells so fucking good. Give me the watermelon
one. I know what you're saying.
I used to buy the watermelon one and just like basically drink it.
Yep. So
I can only imagine how
we're going to give you replacements for all these items that I listed off.
We had a point to this.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Did you have any notes about toothpaste? And it's fluoride, right?
It's fluoride, but that's we're talking about shampoo right now.
So. Oh, you want to stick with shampoo?
Yeah, because I didn't take any
notes. Let's get squeaky clean.
I took no notes on toothpaste. But all I do is fluoride free. Like that's the point.
Yeah.
That's where I go with that. So Tom's brand.
That's exactly what I use.
Works
Tom's
for everything because
free.
You can get it anywhere. So if you're like, I don't shop at Whole Foods cause I'm not a fag. Well, no, you're going to shop at Whole Foods now.
I mean, Trader
you don't
Joe's?
Have to, sorry, you don't have to shop at Whole Foods now. My bad. I fucked up that delivery.
Yeah.
Let's take that one back. No, but people who don't like going to Whole Foods or like going to Trader Joe's, like, oh, I don't like these specialty places. Let me just go to my local place. Well, you could get Tom's anywhere. So Tom's anything.
And Amazon. You just buy it on Amazon.
Yeah. And I bet there are at least 5 to 10 people, they have to be men, who have used Old Spice and been like, why do I have rashes under my armpits? This is why. So just stop with the Old Spice and stop with the Axe.
Deodorants are actually filled with aluminum, which is, that's a...
Unnecessary for human
Yeah, it's like a heavy metal flowing through your blood, right?
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Exactly. And chronically. And antiperspirant, it means anti-sweat. It means I'm plugging holes that my body has naturally placed in this spot. For me to excrete this stench, these smells, these toxins, right? I'm supposed to let that happen out of my armpits. But now I'm plugging it up with this goo. Like, why are we doing that? Why are we doing all this? And on top of that, if you want to know something, the subconscious signal that you're giving off, your body odor, I mean, look, don't smell like shit. But whatever's naturally there, instead of wearing colognes or heavy, heavy deodorants, you're able to now... express your natural scent, and that's actually pheromones. Those are things that women or men, whoever you're trying to attract, pick up, and it's a qualifier for whether they are naturally compatible with you or not. So you're missing out on things to attract other people. So if you think that it's gross, you think it's nasty, well then you're kind of shit out of luck. I guess buy like Polo Sport or some shit and see how far that gets you. But I'd rather not have aluminum poisoning in my blood and a shit ton of inflammation that I can't explain why I'm getting headaches and why I feel lethargic after 2 p.m. and I need another shot or another Adderall. So it's your choice, whichever one you like. But and they've said it's been linked to breast cancer as well.
Because, aluminum?
Yeah.
High levels of aluminum.
And they're saying where the breast cancer is found in most women is the top left. Or top right, like the top towards the armpits. Mm. And I don't know, I'm just saying. One less thing to put in your body that is super preventable and you could find it anywhere. So,
yeah, these things are so easy to change.
And the Tom's toothpaste, it tastes great. Like,
yeah,
go
nothing
for
wrong
that
with it.
Too.
So it doesn't taste like things. When you put baking soda. Ever put baking soda or baking powder
I've never tried it.
On a
never
toothbrush and just brush your teeth? It's like,
you ever try the Kohl's stuff?
Nah, fuck
no,
that.
Either have I. No. I just figured you'd have a story, but I didn't.
No.
All right, so then the next thing on the list.
Shampoo? Did you have more to say about shampoos?
Shampoos? No, but I do use... I don't want to keep repping Whole Foods, but, like, go to Whole Foods and just go there for your deodorant. Like, they have a whole thing where it's like, oh, nothing here has shit in it. So, Dr. Brown's. I mean, you can get that anywhere. You get that at Trader Joe's, and you can get that at, a Harmon's or a CVS, I think. I think you get it at CVS.
Probably.
I saw Dr. Brown's there once. Yeah, so actually even easier. You don't have to go to Whole Foods, guys. Just go to CVS, go to Trader Joe's, go to Walgreens. You could probably find Dr. Brown's. It's a hemp oil, coconut oil they have as well. They have these bars which are hemp hemp wax bars. Like,
yeah, I have that with hemp and coconut.
Yeah, and it's coconut just like, oil with hemp. Good. And like, if you get like a nice strong smelling eucalyptus or like a spearmint, like those are awesome. It's like, why not? Why wouldn't I want that? Or lavender?
Yeah, or lemon it's so zest. Simple. So simple.
Yeah, instead of like these, like, oh, this smells like fruit roll-ups. I love this one. This one smells good. I like it. Like, no, no, you don't need that. You don't need this shit. Like, we're so gluttonous. We're so full of, like, I need that taste, that flavor, that scent. I need, like, the most potent well, dude, version of
everything,
it.
Everything we do with these products is for marketing. Like, toothpaste will have those silver things in them where it's like,
shiny.
They will fucking... you know, super clean your teeth and your gums will, and it's like, no, 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 no. Like,
yeah. we've infused diet
will make your teeth technology. White.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Correct nutrition will make your teeth white. Brushing them is just, you know, we haven't been brushing them since the birth of humans.
Yeah, like, why is this now a thing?
You know? Did you hear about this on Mind Pump when they were saying that cultures that have the best nutrition and the best diets, oh, no, tribes. There's these tribes that have, like, no technology, and they have such good nutrition, and they never brush their teeth, but all their teeth are perfectly white and perfectly straight.
A big part of that, too, is that they suck the mom's nipple at birth, bro. Like, they actually were drinking milk from the teat, not from fucking
But there's all this evidence of, like, first world countries, we all have fucking braces, crooked teeth coming out of our chins. And everything's brown and disgusting. But then these tribes with zero technology, not a single toothbrush in the entire village.
Yeah.
And everyone, they have all perfectly clean teeth, straight, white. They sent, if I remember correctly, they sent like a group of doctors and scientists down there to examine it.
Yeah,
and they traced it all back to nutrition. Just the proper nutrition. And there was even things of nutrition reversing cavities.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember hearing about that?
Yeah, so it was both the infants were breastfeeding for a long time, so that opened up their mouth and allowed their
and then all the nutrients they get from that.
So we don't have to take out our molars. Like people are like, oh, my wisdom teeth are coming in and I gotta get it removed. Like, who the fuck was removing these back in the 1700s? Like, who was
with a fucking spear and a rock.
Yeah, 1700. let's talk 10,000 years ago. Like, who was doing that? Nobody. There was none of that. Like, oh, let me just wedge you against this rock and kick it. You know, I guess not how they did it. They didn't do any of that. Why? It's because of our lifestyle. Our lifestyle on a chronic basis is wrong. What we're doing is for convenience and ease, and we're scared of struggle. And that type of shit is not, it's not conducive to a better life.
Yeah. Like, and you have to realize, like I said before.
How are diamonds made, right? Like, so think of this analogy. Diamonds are made with a lot of force and a lot of heat. And we love diamonds, right? Like, it takes a lot to become something great or to become something worth living, having, doing. It takes a lot on the negative side to get there, or a lot of sacrifice, you know? And in this case, it's like, oh, I got to sacrifice this. I used to love Aquafresh toothpaste, the red and green
with white.
Dude, that flavor, I don't know what that is, but next level flavor. And like, I had to get rid of that.
Bro, they market it for sales. It's made for sales.
But like, the way that it came out of the tube was like red and blue. And red and green just came out of two separate things. I was like, oh, dude, how did they do that?
You know what else I realized
the
other day?
It was so cool and tastes good.
It's false and made for marketing. Caitlin and I, when we went to Montreal, we had bought pure natural maple syrup. Mm-hmm. It was nothing but organic maple syrup. And we ate it not too long ago. We made the grain pancakes I have. Mm. And it's almost like water. Bro, it was just like water.
It was
super liquidy. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, what they do, because people think maple syrup has to be like a sticky syrup. So Aunt Jemima, they purposely put like stickiness to it. And they make it that way to market it. Because they know that people think that it should be sticky and syrupy. Yeah. But real maple syrup, I had two different brands now where it was organic, pure maple syrup. And it's just like almost like water. It's sticky, of course, if you touch it. But when you pour it out of the bottle, it's like you got to be careful because it's shit's like water.
Yeah, it gets annoying because the cap gets stuck.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, bro, they're just they're creating bullshit.
I didn't know they
just so people can buy it.
I didn't know they made sticky shit on purpose though.
That's
interesting. I'd be like, yeah, it's so convenient. The cap sticks, and then your fingers are useless for 3 minutes.
No, not sticky shit. Like syrup is sticky. I'm saying they make it more
viscous.
Viscous, yes.
Gotcha. Like thick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like that. I was like, that's such a shit. That's all the sugar. It's just the simple sugars that are in there. But I was like, okay, got it.
So same like, thing with toothpaste, like got with it, the sparkles in it and the colors that come out perfectly, like you just said. Yeah.
No, I feel, I totally get it. And like honey too. Honey is mostly fake in America. Like this is why I'm so obsessed with the honey.
Yeah, the little bears, there. That are pure honey and like it's so crystal clear. They're colored, dude. That's food color.
Yeah. So we get our honey supply that we get in giant drums from China is deregulated completely.
Yes, I remember hearing about this. Yeah, it's not even real honey.
It's not real honey. It's just these sugar compounds that are close to honey, but they don't have the natural antioxidant properties. They don't have that immunity boosting properties. So like the whole point of having honey, instead of just saying, oh, let me put sugar in whatever I'm eating,
it's the antioxidants.
It's the antioxidants and the nutrition that you get from it. So like, don't fuck with my honey. Otherwise, I don't want it. There's no point of it. Like, there's, I'm just having sugar juice.
Sugar now. Water.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Sugar syrup.
So, to get an organic honey source, like from New Zealand or Australia, like, those are the places where you could trust.
And once again, Whole Foods.
Yeah. Whole Foods. And then Costco sells this, there's this honey. I forgot what it's called. It's from New Zealand and it's like a blue honey. It's not blue, but like, it's the packaging is blue. And then they have like, you can't steal them. They're in these like plastic, you know, like what, like, if you were to buy like, not Dre Beats because they're not even like that, but any like really, really important
electronic.
Technology, electronic thing and has that hard plastic around it. It's flat.
Oh, like, and it's got a key to lock, like open it.
Yeah. They have that for honey. It's $56 for something this big, like a half liter, $56. I was like, what is in that shit? Like, what do you got going on? So that's why I love
it. Well, it's just real.
It's real honey, but, like, there's actual benefits to honey. And we get this bullshit. Like, if you're getting America's Choice Honey Well or getting Aunt Jemima or any of these, like, regular brands, you're not getting honey. So,
like, it's actually
you're not
getting honey.
It's just flavored sugar syrup.
So, yeah, besides toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, soaps, lotion is another one. How many times a day do you apply lotion on your skin?
I don't anymore because of that.
I know. Me neither. Yeah. But go grab your fucking lotion bottle and read me the ingredients.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's coconut oil is the move.
Pure coconut oil. Literally buy like a jar of coconut oil. Organic, cold pressed coconut oil. That's it. Mm-hmm. You take a little bit, put it in your hand. It's solid at room temperature. So you heat it up in your hands. It melts and just rub it all over. Dude, you smell great. And the...
Cause, get it in your hair too.
Yeah. It's incredible for your hair. The benefits... I don't know them off the top of my head. I should have looked them up. But the benefits of coconut oil.
Well, I mean, it's just a normal it's a normal fat that can be absorbed into the body and not flare up some sort of autoimmune response, right? So the reason why lotions and all these other things are so dangerous is not because we're ingesting them or eating them or just, hey, don't, you know, hand these to your kids. They're going to put it in their mouth. No, if it goes on your skin is the biggest absorber of nutrition from the outside. I mean, it's just this giant porous organ. It's the biggest organ in our body, and it could absorb shit through it. So we make natural oils to protect ourselves, and then it's also a protectant. The, what's it called? The coconut oil could also protect from foreign agents.
And I also remembered that it does have an SPF. Very small SPF.
Oh, yes.
Very
not
small.
Not that we care now in the winter. I look like a sheet of
but it's
paper.
Antibacterial. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Coconut oil is antibacterial.
Oh, no shit.
Naturally.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
So you learn something new every day. Look at this. So an added benefit to it just being a barrier to other bullshit, but it helps. It'll help actually rejuvenate your skin without putting some random brand on your body that no one knows how it was made. But okay. So you have anything else on that list?
The last one. The last one is like packaged protein bars. I put this down because it's something that I replaced. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been eating protein bars for I don't even know how long.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that they're just healthy. Like, if I eat a protein bar.
I had a salad
bar,
and a protein bar today.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of protein bar? It's a kind. Like, a kind. It's not bad, but, like, what is that? What the hell
so,
do you eat?
So, if you read what's in a protein bar, you're going to get hydrogenated oils like canola oil, safflower seed oil, soy oil. You're going to get artificial sweeteners, and then you're going to get colorings or additives or, it's called additives,
just
right?
Additives. Yeah. The colorings. Because they don't
all
play
the
any
shit
role.
That you can't, like, that you're eating and ingesting in all these things across the board every single day, every month, year, year after year.
Yeah, like we're not demonizing these things objectively. Like, oh, this thing is a problem every time you
do
it.
It's the collective.
It's how you use it every day, chronic use. I mean, your lifestyle is the biggest determining factor as to whether you're going to get chronic disease or your quality of life. Like, those are the determining factors. You know, like if you were to exercise every day, it would benefit you greatly in the long run. But if you were to exercise for 1 week straight and nonstop all day, every day for 7 days, you would almost probably kill yourself, right? Like too much of, and then if you stopped working out after that, you'd be like, I did all my working out that I had to do for these 7 days and it's fine. No, you did damage to your body. And then now you're not gaining from it. But if you do something positive for yourself every day or eliminate something negative from your life every day, that's where you'll benefit. It'll accumulate in a healthy way. Because we're supposed to, like, we're supposed to have those ebbs and flows throughout our day, throughout our lives. You know, we shouldn't have these giant macro plans like we do. We're supposed to be for the day, for the next 2 days, we're supposed to be thinking that far ahead. We shouldn't be thinking so deep into our future where we're like, I gotta dig deep for 4 years and grind to get my degree, and then I have this job. And it's like you're putting everything on hold, and then you're wondering why shit is falling through the seams or why you need extra caffeine or drugs to accomplish your task, because you're not in the moment. You're not oriented for the day. So if your day is a win and you have a lot of W's in there and you have things that are helping negate the, take away the negatives, you're just going to keep putting yourself in a net positive every day. And this is where this shit can come in and help. I mean,
yeah, not- I mean, I couldn't agree more. And then a replacement for the protein bars that we were talking about.
Food.
RX bars too. Okay, yeah. If you need something, so when I go to work, I need something packaged that I could just eat. Mm-hmm. RX bars. It's a company. They'll be linked below. RX
yeah.
bar.
Yeah, they're definitely
they're just
good.
Four ingredients. What is it like? Almonds, like egg almonds, whites.
Yeah, and blueberries.
Cashews, blueberries, and that's it.
Yeah, and that, well, depending on the flavor. So like instead of blueberries, it'll be banana,
chocolate
for like another
yeah.
one, or then walnuts for another one. I like those. Those are the Onnit protein bites too. Bars.
Well, there's 14 grams of protein.
They are?
Yeah.
14?
14, bro.
No shit.
Huh?
Through egg white?
Egg whites and nuts.
Mm, that's why.
Yeah.
Interesting. They're so small.
I know.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. The Onnit bites are amazing. I mean, that's something you have to go on onnit.com.
RX bars are on Amazon. Incredible. Pretty cheap.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean, that would be my recommendation because I don't take anything else. I don't eat anything else. I'll occasionally have a complete cookie, but that's because I want the sugars for post-workout. Or pre-workout and I'm down on calories and I just want the sugar, so like I need that for that one thing, but otherwise I wouldn't recommend any of that shit. It's got like 40 grams of sugar in it. It's gross.
Yeah, it's like a soda.
Yeah, so that's definitely, those are things to look out for. Those are quick fixes. Other things would be more lifestyle, and I think we could go over those in another podcast, but definitely take those, run with those, make some changes, and you'll see.
Yeah, this is easy. It's easy stuff, guys. Like, you want an in on how to be healthy. What we do to look like this, what we do to feel like this. Like, here it is. This is small shit we do that normal people are like, oh, shut up. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, you're stupid for that. But no, this is it. This is what we do. This is the small little steps that accumulate to the big success.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people are going to sit here and be like, well, all right, so it's just... What can that possibly be doing to me? What can my deodorant and what can my toothpaste be doing to me?
Dude, it's the list like just, is too long to even fucking start.
But it's so minute every day. And that's the one thing that people need to understand is like just expand your mind for the long term and understand like an investment, right? If you have an investment at 2 years old that you put into the bank and it's a $300 investment and then it's accumulating 0.5% interest... Over time, by the time you're 60 and 70 years old where it matters, that's going to be one hell of an investment compared to what you first put in there. But every single day, it accrued a little bit more interest. And over time, you yielded this giant outcome. And in this case, what you're yielding is actually a loss. You're losing the damage points. You're not gaining much health out of it. You're just losing damage points, right? So you want to keep the damage point total low. So every day... you're having this like opportunity cost of about one damage point. And then if you take that over the 365 days a year, you've just avoided 365 damage points just from your deodorant.
And then
plus, the next one could be your toothpaste.
Plus you have to be in your skin to the day you die. Like yeah. Your skin's not going to look like your skin when you're in your 20s and in your 70s than it is in Whoa, your skin's not gonna look like it is. Whoa, how the fuck do I say that?
Your skin will not be the same skin. What are you saying?
I'm like, it's not gonna look like what it does at your 20s when you're 70.
Of course.
Fuck. That's okay. What
so what you're saying? So is why like are you gonna?
Yeah. Don't
so
wait till now. Don't wait till 70 to be like, oh, I need to do what's right for my skin now.
Yeah. Like don't
like,
wait.
No, stupid.
Yeah. Don't wait till it matters to care.
You there know? You go.
It's just like.
Wow, I can't believe I just started so hard.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Brain was.
I just didn't know where you were going with it. I was like, I don't know where to.
You know what? I didn't know where I was going with it either.
That's cool. Well, that's the podcast for you guys. That's what we do for a living. Soon. But yeah.
Right.
So. With that, I think
we could
wrap this shit up. I wanted to give you guys a couple quick tips. We haven't been putting out much recently. I think we missed one day. Was that one day?
Yeah, we just missed one day, dude.
So, yeah, no, I just feel like with all these new advancements and add-ons.
To be honest, I don't know how much I like this video. Because the whole time I have to sit this way and like look at it.
I want
to
kill it before.
And I feel, no, let's talk about it on the podcast. Fine. And I feel like I just have to look at the camera.
Take your hat off and let's do a real quick test run.
No, but what I'm saying is it's taking my mind off the conversation.
It only reason why it's doing, we're taking our mind off the conversation is because it we care that it's not accurate.
Well, because we have to look at it. Usually when we podcast, I sit like this and I stare right at you and have a conversation. Is it working?
It was working, yeah. And then once you stop.
Maybe because I'm moving my hands.
Yeah, well, I'll sit here and I'm talking.
I don't know. I felt very distracted this whole time talking because of... So we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of
yeah,
sitting this way and not looking at you. Because the whole point is to have real conversation.
Yeah. No, I feel you. But it's working now, so... I mean, however you want to feel about it.
He
wants to wear his fucking hat.
Dude, it's the young minds hat.
I know, but
it's the young minds hat. I gotta wear it.
I'll wear a hat next time and we'll see if it like stays in between. There's something about my face. I don't know. All right, yeah. Well, anyway, guys, we really appreciate you guys listening. Again, this has been another great episode, and we want you guys to, if you can please, just scroll down. Click those 5 stars. Give it a click. And then don't just stop there. Scroll down a little further.
It's like an inch further.
It's a little further, though. It's a little further.
It's right down
and
there.
And then go in there and tell us how you feel about it. Tell us how you feel about the podcast. Tell us how you feel about the audio. If this is on YouTube, shoot a comment. Just be like, yo, Frank keeps staring at you when you talk and doesn't know that the camera's looking at his face. There he is again. All right? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Peace out.
I'm not fucking leaving!